Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We're already 5 lines into the page. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to bring another brisa about an Avel doing different than he normally does. Tanu Rabbanan. Avel Shabbos Rishona, the first week of Avelus, in Yotzim Pesach Beis, so should not leave his house at all. Shnia, the second week after the person dies, Yotze, he leaves his house, but Vein Yoshe B'Mekomo. He doesn't sit in his normal spot in Shul. Shlishis, the third week, Yoshe B'Mekomo Vein Medaber. He could sit in his normal spot in Shul, but he doesn't speak too much. He should be more quiet than usual. Revius, fourth week after his Avelus, where the Shloshim is not yet over, Hareu Kikaladim. He already starts acting like a normal person. Rabbi Domer Lahutz Cholomer Shabbos Rishon Leyetzim Pesach Beis, so Shrei Kol Nachasal Beis Olenachmo. You don't even need to say that during Shiva he's not allowed to leave his house, because of course he's not leaving his house. Everyone's coming to him to be Menachim him. Elishnia Einu Yotzim Pesach Beis. It's the second week that he still should stay home. Shlishis Yotzei. It's the third week that he goes out and Veinu Yoshev B'Mekomo and doesn't sit in his normal spot. And Revius Yoshev B'Mekomo Veinu Medaber. It's the fourth week that he sits in his normal spot but is very quiet. And Chamishis Hareil. And it's only the fifth week that he starts acting like a normal person. So main point number one, the Avel gradually gets out and starts acting more normally. From staying home to going out and not sitting in a spot, to sitting in a spot and not talking, to finally acting normal. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to talk about marriage when it comes to an avelus. So we learned in the Braisa, if a person's brother or son dies, so he observes avelus, kol shloshim yom l'nisuin, in the entire 30 days of avelus, he's not allowed to get married during that time. Mesa ishto, but if a person's wife dies, also lisa isha achar sachi avrolav shlosh regalim, he's not supposed to get remarried until 3 regalim pass, because if he gets married before that, it shows that he's not suffering enough over the loss of his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, regal rishon v'sheni asr. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's only the first 2 regalim, the first 2 yom tovim that pass, that he's not allowed to get married. But shlishi mutter, by the third regal, by the third yom tov after his wife dies, he's already allowed to get remarried. V'mein lo banim mutter lisa li'alter. But if he doesn't have any children yet, he can get married right away. Mishum bitul peri v'rivi, because he has a mitzvah of peruvu, and he has no right to delay that mitzvah, so he's got to get married. He's allowed to get married right away. Hinich lo banim katanim. What if he has children, but they're very young, and he can't care for the children because his wife isn't around and he needs help? Then mutter lisa li'alter mepnei parnasasan. Then he's allowed to get married right away, so that someone could care for the children. The stepmom will be able to take care of the kids. Maisa shemesa ishto shel Yosef HaKohen. One time, Yosef HaKohen's wife died, and he went over to her sister in the cemetery and said, we need to get married so that you can help take care of your nieces and nephews. Vavel became loba le'elizman meruba. But he still waited a long time till he actually slept with her. Ma'elizman meruba, what's considered a zman meruba, a long time? Amra papa la'achar shloshim yom. It's after 30 days is considered a long time. So main point number two, typically speaking, when a wife dies, a husband should wait 2 or 3 regalim till he gets remarried. If he doesn't have kids, he can get married right away. And if he has young children that need to be cared for, he can get married right away. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brayso about an avel with regard to pressing his clothing. Tan Rabban, kol shloshim yom legehutz. For the entire shloshim, he is not allowed to press his clothing, because it shows that the disrespect to the avelus if you look so fine and with nicely pressed clothing during the avelus. Echad kelim chadashim, echad kelim shenim. Whether these are yishanim, whether these are new or old kelim, yotzim mitoch hamechabesh. They're taken out from the presser, and they always look new. So either way, it's aser. Rebbe Omer, lo aser el kelim chadashim b'vad. Rebbe says no, it's only aser if you have new clothing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo aser el kelim chadashim levanim b'vad. It's only aser if it's new white clothing. So 3 opinions: whether it's all pressed, freshly pressed clothing is aser, only new clothing, or only new white clothing is aser. Abayi nafik begarda de sarbla. Abayi would walk out of the house during his shloshim wearing a garda de sarbla, a type of white pressed clothing. Kirebi, and he held like Rebbe that it's only that that it's only new clothing that's a problem. This wasn't new. It was white and it was pressed, but it wasn't new. Rava nafik b'chimutzta romisa sumkata chadati. Rava would go out with a red, brand new red shirt that came from Rome, because he held Krablos of Rabbi Shimon, that it's only usher within 30 days to wear white clothing, and this wasn't white, so he thought, therefore, that it was going to be mutter because it wasn't white. So, main point, three opinions, what type of pressed clothing a person cannot wear during Shloshim, either any pressed clothing, or any pressed new clothing, or only pressed new white clothing. Only pressed new white clothing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up from Mipnei She'amru Shabbos Olah Ve'Inam Hafsekes next time.